I wasn't always comfortable sleeping on the street, so often I would just stay up all night and walk. But at one point, I was sleeping under the bridge here at Ford Street, and there was always a group of us, and so staying together, having a solid group of support within the homeless community was key for me.
It kind of sounds like if you're trying to stay up all night, that would sort of contribute to the sense that an addiction was helping you. Did that?
Yes. I was a meth and heroin addict, and so often staying up at night and being able to walk was due to the drug use. But in the end, it was also that allowed me to change, because in the end, I lost everything. I lost all of my good, close friendships. I lost the people that loved me because I scared them half to death because of my using. And it wasn't until I was literally insane, thinking I was in a dungeon at Buddy Yeller, and I was so crazy that I finally woke up and said, I can't do this anymore. And I came to McCavin, and from that moment on, I was like led hand in hand through the ups and the downs, and finding a niche in this organization has helped me with that as well.
Now we'll hear from a 56-year-old woman who used to drive a school bus and run a 4-H club. She spends a lot of time figuring out how to get medical treatment, but she has grander plans as well.
My name is Cherie Berquist. I went on a short vacation to see my son last summer and didn't quite make it all the way home before I was in the hospital having open heart surgery. So it's been quite the change in my homelessness. So yeah, it's a lot tougher out here than it used to be. I had a stroke during my surgery, which blinded part of my right eye, and so just a lot of changes to try to deal with that I'm not used to, and being on the streets makes that even more hard. You don't have anything that's a routine to stick to.
And how do you deal with follow-up treatment from your surgery that you had?
It's really sketchy, and most of the time I end up having to use the emergency room.
Do you need more surgeries?
Well, I need another open heart done to replace the valve that they've got the heart implant on. I have plans. I want my own sewing shop at the end of this. So, my grandmother had me on a sewing machine since 4, and I always taught the girls on my school buses how to sew because I was a 4-H leader. And yeah, and I just want to get kind of back into that and do some specialized work and banners for some of the places around here. And my girlfriend's doing it and just making alterations and fixing clothes, and she's got a pretty good business in Willits, so. And we have nothing like that in Ukiah, so I think it'll do okay down here.
I'm Sarah Reith for KRCB's North Bay Report.